Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance on Home Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, and as you know very well, every Tuesday, 7 p.m., we trying to embrace different topics and targeting as large of an audience as possible. And tonight, I decided to explore a fascinating topic of incarnation, a very controversial topic. But as you know very well, I am no stranger to loss. And probably many of you listening, you've been through loss yourself. I've lost my parents, I've lost my husband very young, I've lost family members, I've lost my pets, my dogs, my cats. So I have experienced this immense grief that comes with loss. So the knowledge that you will never see the person who you love so much again is too much to bear. So my question to you is tonight, what would you give, you know, to have one more day with a person that you love so much, one more day with them on earth? I personally will give anything. I'll give anything to embrace my mom, my dad, my husband, to see one more time my pets running to greet me at the door. But this can only happen in dreams, we say, and it's not happening in the real world. My opinion is this is wrong, because seeing your late loved once again is not only possible, but it is highly likely to happen, because the soul who adored you will do anything to kind of return to this world and into a physical form. Sometimes, you know, doing the similar thing, like with a similar purpose. This is true because my understanding is, and I go back to Einstein's statement that energy never dies. We are energy. So energy is always immortal. It is transferred back and forth endlessly, having many shapes and different dwellings. Once energy escapes an expired body, it goes into another realm, but it will seek a new vessel to occupy. So I do believe that the theory of incarnation, as much as it cannot be actually proven 100%, has a lot of truth into it. So let's say that spirit will come back into a new body, looking probably different, but with the same unmistakable spirit that will radiate forth. Now, reincarnation is an old concept. There's nothing new about incarnation. It goes back to the history of mankind. We go back to a reference to incarnation, or samsara, how was it called, thousands of years ago in the scripture of the Hinduism. Then from there into religions like the Buddhism and Judaism, they draw their origin in the idea of incarnation as their philosophy. But then that comes Pythagoras, 6 centuries, B.C., who declares point blank that the soul is immortal. Now, Plato, another Greek philosopher, elaborated the teaching of Pythagoras, claiming that the soul passes from one body to another many times until it parts into bliss. Now, Pythagoras also developed the theory of the transmigration of the soul in the same time in which is very well known for the concept of numerology. Now, this passing of the soul is well known as metempsychosis. 2,000 years later, a French doctor adopted the name Alain Kardec, and he studied a new philosophy that I should even call it a religion, Spiritism, which placed a great emphasis on reincarnation, and it became widespread. I was fascinating. He wrote a number of books, and I was fascinating. I remember going to Paris and trying to find out where his grave was, because everybody was talking and is interested to go to his grave to see the energy in that particular place. So at that point, you know, we started to talk about gathering around the table, the round table, and invoking the spirit and trying to communicate with the spirit. So that's by the time an Alain Kardec and this started to become an entire, you know, trend, I should call it, or a philosophy that was adopted in that time, as I said, widely spread. But the new age has developed a lot of the idea of incarnation. Now we know Catholicism, Christianity overall, they don't want to recognize reincarnation. But those who practice, for instance, Kabbalah and other esoteric teaching, they do embrace the idea of incarnation. Now, you are free to follow whatever belief you want to follow, and you will follow what will resonate. I've been saying all my life that you can never go beyond your belief. But we wonder about what happens to the soul. What happens when the soul leaves the body? Where does it go and what does it do? Does it go up to heaven? Is there heaven? Is there hell? Is there a possibility of a return? So if you judge by the never-ending cycles of our world, like you look at the season, the planets, the nature constantly recycling itself. So everything comes full circle, and everything that dies is reborn. I, for one, myself, I believe in incarnation. I not only believe in it, but I tested myself since the age of 5. That I was kind of able to establish some kind of an interesting communication with another dimension. I even went to college to a non-accredited school in which I learned how to hypnotize. I learned how to do regression of the mind. I even got a PhD, but that was an unaccredited school, so non-accredited school. So consequently, nobody will actually recognize that school. But I did what I could, because as there are no other schools and how to learn how to operate with the mind and do regression. And I realized in my career, being also a therapist, that regressing the mind is a great tool to heal all kinds of issues that exist at the level of the subconscious, because we dig deeper into the unconscious, the subconscious part of the brain, and we bring to the surface all kinds of problems that exist there, buried there, like phobias, compulsive behavior disorder, and problems, mental issues that people have. Now, reality is that lately there's a lot of skepticism about. But you're probably all familiar with the book of Brian Weiss, which actually is my colleague at Hay House, who wrote a famous book, Many Lives, Many Masters, and Dr. Michael Newton. These are individuals who perform groundbreaking work in the theory of reincarnation. And as I said, I've had amazing experiences all my life with connecting to something. And I will never forget, and I have to share this with you, it was like 2-3 years ago, I did an amazing session of hypnosis with a 16-year-old. Now, his mother brought him to me saying he was an extraordinary tennis player and the number one in the world in his age group. Then the family complained that he cannot fly. He cannot fly, he cannot fly. Is there any way we can work, you know, using therapy to help him overcome the fear of flying? And his mother was telling me the moment, you know, he was flying, he had those panic attacks and he was really physically sick. So I said, oh, it's a 16-year-old, but let me try. The kid was very open to hypnotherapy and it was very easy for me to hypnotize him. But I had the most fascinating experience. Actually, I decided to tape this experience because it was so incredible. And imagine a 16-year-old who remembers dying in the previous life on a flight, giving all the details of the flight, describing himself, knowing the name of the people around him. Fair enough, it happens that actually the flight he was describing without even knowing, because the whole experience happened in Florida, was of a flight who crashed the moment he took off New York City. And at a deeper analysis, we did some research. There were a number of young kids around that age who actually died in that flight. And you should have seen how this kid transported himself in that moment of dying. And he reacted physically, though he was hypnotized, to the moment in which that flight was crashing. And I was like, I hard to describe what I've experienced and what he was experienced. Fair enough, the kid gave me all the information of that flight. Everything seems to be true. Now, I will ask you how that 16-year-old knew all of these things. He had no idea of the flight crashing over New York. The way a 16-year-old cannot fake something like this was probably one of the most interesting experiences I've ever had in working with somebody's mind. But I'm just giving you this example. And this, as you know, this is a calling show. If you have somebody gone in your family, and if you have people who are on the other side and we want to work on something, healing the pain and healing the suffering, feel free to call in, you know, because I really want to help you tonight. And I can see I have Mary from New Orleans. I have Marge from, from Massachusetts, and I have Bianca from Texas, and all you guys, hold on the line, I'll be with you in a minute. But just to make my point, I remember being 5 years old and I drowned in the river, and I didn't know how to swim, and I had a glimpse of the other side, like a lot of people talk of near-death experiences, and I saw my body going in the water, and I saw myself removing myself from that body. There was that disconnect, and I saw a huge tunnel of light. Everybody talks about the tunnel of light. Actually, when we die, there are a lot of good feel hormones released in the brain. So passing, it's a very easy and pleasant moment. People who died, they don't feel anything. People who witnessed that, they are the ones suffering. They're the ones crying and being affected by it. So, but I remember the light. I remember what I saw. I remember the people that I saw on the other side. The beautiful music. Everybody sounded familiar. And then this must have been a very short, probably some seconds or half a minute experience, because then I saw my father who rescued me from the water. So I had that near-death experience. So that changed my perception. And I really believe that my intuition became way stronger after the age of five. So, and again, this is a calling show. Feel free to call in with all your questions, primarily about this topic on incarnation, because I want to talk to you about the signs of a reincarnated soul, and I want to give you my experiences that I had. And I also was fascinated with my passing at the age of five on another realm for a second. So I always ask myself, you know, so I didn't actually die. It was just a glimpse of the other world. I came back. So what really happened to me? So when I learned hypnotherapy, I was hypnotized by a fabulous hypnotherapist when I went to that school. And I remember myself under hypnosis, that I was 5 years old. I remember the bed I was in, the house, the stairs, the toys, everything in such details. And I remember I died because I had a breathing problem. Now, in this lifetime, I drown and then I stay in a hospital for 9 months with breathing problems. And when I learned about this many years later, it made all sense to me. When I turned 6 years old, the problem was gone. I had no breathing problems anymore for the rest of my life. And it's absolutely fascinating what happened to me. And I had a totally different understanding about what happened to me. So I wanted to share this with you. So I want to give you my own experience. And don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a second and I'm going to take your calls. So all the people listening to me, Catherine from Florida, all the others, hold on the line. I'll be back with you in a minute.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back, Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio, and my topic today is reincarnation, and we're going to talk about the nine signs of a reincarnated soul so that you have a better understanding if somebody's coming back, did come back into your life. I'm going to go to my first caller, which is Marge from Massachusetts. Hi, my dear Marge. How are you, my dear?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my dear. How are you?
Oh, holding up. Good.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Do you have anything to share with me about this topic?
Yes, I'm reincarnated.
Oh, I'm convinced that we all are, that we had previous lives. Because it depends, which religion are you, Mark? Which is your religion?
I'm Greek Orthodox Christian.
Oh, so Christians don't believe in it. But if you think of Jesus, Jesus said that John the Baptist is the incarnation of Elijah. If you ask them about why a born child is born blind, Jesus used to say, well, that condition comes from his previous lives. So his teaching mentioned all the time. He even said, I'm coming back 2,000 years later. So in other words, the teaching mentioned that he actually spent, I don't know if you heard about this, he spent 13 years in Tibet. And after that, he became Jesus Christ. About the 13 years of Jesus in Tibet. And over there, learning about those philosophies of karma, incarnation, and coming back. And so he preached very much the idea of incarnation. But unfortunately, the church, the religion, you know, they don't want to admit this. But we know deep in our soul. Is your father on the other side, Marge?
Yeah, everybody's on the other side.
Right. Your father comes through very, very frequently, visiting you during the night, and he seemed like very quiet. When he was young, I should describe him like an attractive man. Do you agree?
He was cute.
Yeah, he seemed like, look at him and I see him kind of young. I believe that in the continuous time, because we exit the limitation of time and we go into something that is called continuous time, where we choose, you know, the best of us when we exit. So we usually take a body the way we look when we feel we look best. And this is the way we look on the other side, because I see your father like a 35, 40-year-old man on the other side. You have a brother, or he had a brother?
He's gone too. He's up, out of the earth.
No, but your father had a brother?
Oh, yeah, he had a few brothers.
Yeah, he mentions being with a brother and having fun on the other side. Yeah.
I had a great time growing up with them.
Right. So there's a lot of... Is there anybody with an M name? They mention a common name like Mary, Mike, something with an M. Michael, yeah. They mention the M name in your family, yeah.
Or Mickey, so, whatever.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
I'm reincarnated. I was French in another life. I lived in Paris.
I believe that. Do you speak the language?
I came to Massachusetts in 1916.
Wow.
And I passed on, wow. And this is my next life.
Yes.
I'm still here in the same place.
Do you have memories of that life? I lived in France myself. I was an opera singer, and I speak the language beautifully, perfectly. I used to speak French all my life without necessarily learning. I was drawn to that part of the world, and I remember where I lived in France. I remember how I looked, and I can sing classical music without necessarily learning, but I can.
Wow.
So the memory of the soul was kept. I mean, what I've experienced, I brought with me. We used to say that some of the skills, some of the things that we did, we bring with. That explains Mozart playing the piano at the age of 4. That's the explanation that we have, because I have no other explanation how a 4-year-old can play piano brilliantly without anyone helping him or teaching him.
That is amazing.
Right.
So this is what's going on now. I was with somebody
right.
in that life in 1916, and she's
okay.
here in this life.
Very, very common. Very common. It happens
very
all the time.
Common,
yeah.
I'm having troubles with her.
Because that problem can go back to
other life.
To to other lives, and the trouble is brought back. Essentially, for you guys to work on the issue that you had before, that will manifest again because it was never resolved. So let's say in a life you were never able to come to a resolution. That is coming. You come back to solve that, to heal that, to, you know. So that's why the souls are coming back all the time, because there's a lot of karma unhealed and unresolved. Those lessons that you have to go through and prove that, oh, I've learned.
I don't know what to
I've learned my path.
Problem. I don't know what to do about the problem. Last month she saw me with somebody else and she thinks I'm with that person and I'm not.
And you're not. Okay.
So
she
doesn't bother with me anymore.
So where is this relationship now? There's no communication?
No, none. She won't talk. No, she hides from me.
She hides from me. She hides from you. Okay.
Yep.
But I think if you leave it alone and don't do anything about it, she will come back because... No, so I'm saying, you know, of course you can insist, you can, but no, that's not psychologically something that I'll recommend. But I intuitively I feel that if you just leave it alone for now, it will come from her. She will be the one reaching out to you.
When?
Well, that's very hard. That's you know, time. We our major issue here is how we define time, how we catch time, how we, you know. How are we able to, because not even the Bible, nobody got the time right. The time, getting the time right is where it's difficult.
She thinks I'm with that other person and I'm not. She saw me with someone and she doesn't realize that we're just friends. I'm not into her at all.
Okay, I do see an E name or E name. What's the E initial? E or A, it's a vowel. Who has this initial?
I don't know.
Related to this person. And who's Darren, Daniel, who's this? What are these people?
I don't know.
Who are these people that relate to the person you are telling me?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay.
Nope.
Okay, there's something about this person and who she associates herself with. Does it make sense?
I'm sure she has a lot of friends.
So there are people around, and when there is something going on between this person and being influenced and being told things, and you know, unfortunately, people can be influenced. So I really believe that that's the case, but I am confident that somehow this gets. Healed and resolved, and there will be a positive resolution here. I don't know how long it will take. I should say probably another 2 months.
I'll be a nervous wreck by then.
No, don't be. No,
well, no,
control
you
your emotions.
Frustrated. I'm living in a small town.
I know, but don't be. She'll prove to you that you can, you know, pass this test of patient, because that's the such a virtue. If you can, you know, be patient with this, the outcome and...
Karma, am I supposed to be with her, yes or no?
Absolutely supposed to be. And if you're not fixing this, then it gets to a point of repetition of having to come back again and meet her again. Which sometimes we don't want to do, you know? We just want to resolve the issue. So that would be the philosophy of karma and incarnation, that, you know, if you're not resolving your karma, then you come back and you're forced to resolve it. And
I need to resolve this because I, don't
right.
think, I think when you become the perfect soul, you don't come back anymore.
No, when you reach that blissful, the divine, then you don't have to be here. This is the
That's
world
right.
of suffering, you know.
That's
we don't
right.
want to be here.
This
yeah.
is my last life.
Yes, yeah, so make sure that whatever, because it's your last life, make sure there's no more, nothing is left unresolved. So do everything possible so that nothing is left. Send somehow indirectly a message that You're not with anybody. But I personally see this being resolved. So that's all I can tell for now.
God bless you, honey. You made me feel
okay,
good.
Marge. Okay, my love.
God bless
Thank you,
you.
For
love
calling. You too. Me too.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go to Blanca, I think, in Texas. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous because I talk about this topic that I really love. I'm fascinating with what happens to us, you know. I mean, we all are, but we all have this fear that, oh, my God, what's going to happen to us? So I'm just asking you, how do you perceive the whole concept of incarnation? And if you have anything or anything to ask me, anything.
Well, I honestly, as a Catholic, I'm not supposed to believe, but I'll believe anyway. I don't know. It's beyond religion, I think.
Totally. Yeah.
Merely hope and, you know.
Wait, religion is an instrument of manipulation. It has been an instrument used by, you know, by the Inquisition, used by this administration, used by the Pope, used by everybody, you know. We are manipulated, but we believe what we believe. And some people have experiences. So I'm asking if you have had. It's interesting. I feel with you the presence around you of a person who died relatively young. Was there anybody in your family who died young?
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, your brother. He's around you all the time, so I feel his presence around you. But he's happy. He's happy. He found peace.
That's good. That makes me happy.
Right. Yeah. So that you see he's there with you. When you open your mouth, I just saw him. Though it's interesting, how can you see somebody through a phone, you know, through a radio station? Somebody you've never met, somebody, you know, it's interesting how the message comes so clear. So if people have ever doubted, they should never doubt. There's something there, you know.
True.
And you always had a lot of pain associated with his passing. But the fact that you know that he is in touch with you and in contact with you, and he smiles and he has a sense of humor.
Yes, he sure did.
He's using his sense of humor. And do you have a son?
Yeah, I have three sons.
He mentions one of your sons. And which of your son is planning to get married or moving somewhere? What message am I hearing? How old are the kids?
19, 7, and 11.
Well, the 19-year-old. So look at the 19-year-old, not the babies. The 19-year-old, if he's in a crisis of moving or getting involved with somebody, because I bet that the spirit of your brother mentions this for a reason. So he said between the month of August to 2023. So pay attention to this time in your the next 3 years in your son's life, you know.
Okay.
In other words, to control what's going on there and see what's happening. So that will be a very positive way of opening to the perception about what's happening to him, you know.
Okay, they were really close.
So, yes, absolutely. So, but there's a lot of love and a lot of protection. Usually, spirits they're more powerful than us, the living creatures on earth. Souls are way more, and at the dimension where they are, they can do many things for us. So there's help coming from there, and there's help directly towards your brother, and even towards you with something that you're asking for or you wish. That's going to come through in the next 2-3 months. So there's another message for you here.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Any specific question that you have for me?
I always had my grandma very, very present. And then...
She lived a long life, no?
She did.
Yeah, because she comes across like a lady who lived a long life. She comes very calm and very in control. The soul is, and now that you mention her, the soul smiles, you know?
Yes.
The soul is like, here, I'm here. I've always been here. I've never been anywhere. I'm just around you all the time. She was like a very powerful mother figure, if you agree with me.
Yes, yes.
Like it's almost like I should say, in a way, probably more even powerful than your mother. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It sure does. Yeah.
Yeah, but she acknowledged that that was her role, and she had such a great pleasure to be with you. So this is, she said that those years were you two together, and the connection were the best years of her life.
That's for my
she didn't care.
Too.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
I love you. Now, Blanca, anytime you want to talk to me, feel free to call. You know the number. I'm here every week, so I'm here for you. So,
thank you.
I love you. Bye, my angel.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, sweetie. I'm going to go to Mary from New Orleans. Hi, my Mary. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. Do you, what do you think of incarnation? Are you a believer?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
I do.
Who's for you with an R name? Rosa, Rosa, Robert, who has an R name?
I don't know. Not family.
Okay. There's somebody, I feel, a woman who's kind of a reddish hair, who claims her name starts with an R. Actually, I hear the name Rosa. So I wonder if this is a spirit guide for you. I don't want you to say anything. Just embrace the information. I'm going to go to a short break, Mary. Don't go anywhere. Wait for me 30 seconds, okay? I'll be back immediately.
Best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio talking about incarnation and talking to Mary from New Orleans. So, Mary, I was telling you about this person who I feel you had a connection, like a soul connection, long time ago in your soul evolution in a life in Ireland. Have you ever been to that part of the world, England, Ireland, that part of the world?
No, never been.
Yeah. One day you will go, and when you will go, you will have that deja vu, the sense of something. Because it's interesting. I feel like this soul I'm telling you is somebody who's probably never incarnated. It's very possible a soul will choose not to come back right away or not come back for a while. But I found fascinating that the soul is reaching out to you as a spirit guide, as somebody who's helping you. Do you have a son, Mary?
I do not.
Okay. Do you have a brother?
I do. He passed away.
And your brother passed away. Then the reference is to your brother. So she probably is in touch with your brother. Your brother had kids?
He had two. He has two. A son and a daughter.
A son and a daughter, yeah. That's where the message went, actually, to your brother's son. Are you in touch with those,
yes,
kids
absolutely.
Somehow?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a message, and I am absolutely confident, and I don't know if that's your brother, but somebody showed me an S initial, like an S, like Sam,
Skyla.
Steve.
His daughter's name is Skyla.
With an S, yeah, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's a reference to the daughter. So a little bit later, probably in a month, probably in 6, you'll understand why you pick up the phone and you call, you know? Sometimes it's hard to put the things together right away. It takes a little bit of time to understand the message behind the message, you know? But there's definitely a message here. Do you have anything that you wanna ask? You also have a grandfather who's coming through. Do you remember a grandfather clearly?
No, I never met any of my grandfathers. I always only met a grandmother.
Okay, because I feel like this is somebody you probably, again, you have souls who you've never met in the real world, which is interesting. Still watching over you. This is your dad's father. You never met him, no?
No, no.
I think he died of something that was lung-related, congestive heart failure, lungs, something like this. And he was not that old. Sorry?
I never met him, but actually my father actually also died of lung and heart problem.
So then I may be with your father, because I feel this man. Oh, that's it. A man who complains of dying a heart and lungs problems. And then that's your dad, not your grandfather. Yeah.
Yes.
That's your father, because I felt like it's somebody you knew. I was not sure, but I saw this man. And in order to identify himself, he told me why he passed. So then he's your dad. Yeah, then it's your dad.
Okay.
He's doing very good. Who's coming very loving. Like he says, he wish he could have expressed more love. Does it make sense?
Yes, it absolutely makes sense.
You know, sometimes we don't express enough emotions while we're here, and then we regret it, you know? And then, because I feel like that's the case of him. He would have loved to say more beautiful things to you, and he almost feel like he failed in showing you enough love.
He did. We had a hard relationship, but towards the end, everything was healed. And I feel like he went at peace with that, and I was at peace with him when he left.
Right, right. But he refers to the period in which things were not that good, you know. So that's what he refers. Okay. I wish I would never had that struggle, you know what I mean? So I think that the soul wanted to say, hey, I'm okay now, I'm happy, and I wish I could have, but at least we okay now, we good, and we're, you know, we happy together. He tells me of a financial opportunity that you have by November. He said there's something good and also the possibility of an investment. He wants you to look into investing something that you've been always wanted. It didn't really happen, but you will be able to make that happen. So that's going to be really, really positive and powerful.
Oh, that sounds great. Carmen, may I ask you a really quick question that related to information?
Sure, please. Please, absolutely.
I just started dating somebody about 2 months ago. I just wanted to see if you see it, what you see from that relationship.
I feel like it's good. I want you to give it a chance. I don't want you to block it. I don't want you to start on with fear. You understand what I mean? I want you to be more open to it. If you open to it, you allow this to flourish. I see you traveling together. I see you going on a on a boat together, like going on a cruise or something like this. I see that there is a strong connection here, but you need to open and believe in it. So don't be afraid from the start that then you're putting a walls of negative feelings and fear. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to do what you did in the past. Does it make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So let that go. Let that behavior go and open your heart to this new person, because this new person has a beautiful soul. And go travel. It's good to travel sometime, and it's good to be on the water. Remember, if you learn a little bit of a metaphysics, the water, especially if you're on the water, you know, or you cross the ocean in an airplane, that heals a lot of the memories of the past. It does a lot of good for the soul. So I see with this man going on the cruise. You will want to call me back and on the show, and you will tell me you went with this man away and it was magic. So then you're going to balance this relationship and create the foundation for it. It's going to work well.
Okay.
It's worth investing in it. But no fear, okay. No fear.
Okay, that's my biggest problem. So, yes, absolutely.
No, I know. So I want to take that away from you, Mary. I want to take that away.
Okay, I'll definitely work on that, Carmen. Thank you so much for all you guys.
I love you.
Appreciate it.
I love you, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, Surat. I'm going to go to Catherine from Florida. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my lovely Catherine. Is it raining there where you are? Because it's raining here like crazy.
Yes, it is. It is raining.
Like the weather, my Lord. Like raining and raining for days and days. I can't get out of the house. Okay. So, who's in your family, a woman who's deceased, very pretty actually, beautiful, beautiful woman. She stares in front of me when I talk to you, and she smiles at me, and she has such a beautiful, beautiful eyes, beautiful face. Does it ring any bell, anybody in your family with that kind of a presence?
I'm not sure if it's my grandmother or my aunt. My aunt.
I am. It's the woman who. Okay, then can be Joyce. Yeah, because she had a daughter, Joyce.
Yes, she has one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then when she mentions her only daughter, so then it's Joyce.
Yes,
that is
okay.
Her way of kind of identifying herself by talking about her daughter. And she thought she loved you, like in a way she loved you like her daughter. Is that true?
Yes, she's like a second mother, right?
Yeah, she loved you. She was very grateful. She said she was grateful for everything you did for her at the end. It was really beautiful. She said
okay.
She witnessed everything you did, everything, and there's a lot of like, she has her hands over you right now, sending light and energy, so loving, so beautiful. Was a beautiful soul. She was very beautiful as a soul, you know?
Yes, oh yeah.
And
wonderful person.
She says she met people on the other side. I don't know who she personally lost, or she lost the baby or something happened to her at some point. Because
her son just passed away too.
Ah, that's it then. He lost the baby. So the baby was her baby, even if he was not really a baby. But she lost the baby,
no,
which
was
her.
Yeah, her son. Yeah, he was in his 60s. But we lost him like a month ago.
So, but that was her baby. You know, for a mother, even if you're 100,
correct.
You're still the baby. Yeah, she lost her son. But she reunited with him. So she's happy that they are together. They are together and they're having a lot of fun. She said, it's good that now we can talk many things and nobody can listen to us. She's so funny. Yeah, she's
That's
funny.
Excellent.
Anything
Excellent.
You want to ask, anything you want to, you know, because I'm coming to the end of
things.
The show and I want to ask you, I want to answer your questions. Yes.
Right. Yeah, there's a couple of things. One, I lost my son. He was 22. A couple years ago, and I just wanted to connect with him. Any messages or anything from him?
Okay, let me see. He shows me a bike or something. Did he have ever had a bike?
Yes, he did.
he's so beautiful. I look at him. He said he never wanted to bother, but he comes all the time. He's in the home. He had his own room in the house.
Yes.
He said he's going to his own room. Is that room still like there? You didn't really touch too much? Leave it things the way they are?
It's exactly the way it was. It's still.
That's what he said. He said, you didn't touch the home. The place is still the same. I'm still going to that room. Goodness gracious. Okay. Yeah. I felt the presence of somebody who died young, but then I was captured by your aunt who also died. So I went into probably the word baby also referred to your own baby.
Oh, okay.
And your son, I'm so torn about why he died, you know what I mean?
Me too.
I have such a strange feeling about what happened to his soul. It's almost like, and he says, it's okay, Mom. It's okay, but I hate to say that, and this sounds crazy, but and I don't even know how to put it from a psychological perspective. I'm not that sure that this was his time. Do you agree with me?
Yes, it was a shock. It was very sudden. It was an accident, a car accident.
Right. So, yeah, so why is he involving a motorcycle, a bike, or what was that all about? Because the first beginning...
It was in a car. It was a car. So.
In a car, but why was he involving that? Was he the driver of the car?
Yes.
Okay. Was this a white car?
No. Mm-hmm. Red.
Or a red car? Was there anyone else involved that nobody knew into this that caused the accident?
The official word we got that it was nobody else involved, but we're
That's
not
true. Mm-mm. That's not true. That's not true. There was something else here. There was another car. There was either a bike or a motorcycle. There were other things that lead to this accident. You understand? There
yeah,
was a sequence of events. Yeah.
Yeah, it made no sense.
No, the way I hate to say that, they washed their hands and they didn't look into it, you know? You know what? I give you a free session whenever you want to call me these days. Preferably Friday or Saturday, if you want to call me. We can dig into this more. I found this very interesting story. There's so much into... Absolutely. My pleasure. So take down my number. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I do.
917 area code. 7716035. 917-771-6035. And we can look into it, and let's talk, and let's see what really, because there's a lot into it, you know, that we need to explore, and we can get to a different understanding of the situation. At least you'll have peace in a way, because the way it is right now, or presented right now, it's not true. And you don't have, you can make peace with this.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
Right. Did this happen 2 years ago?
Correct. 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. No, we need to look into it. If you give me the opportunity, I'll help you with this.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, I love you, my cat. Yeah. Let's talk Friday afternoon. Preferably Saturday will be even way easier. If you call me Saturday around 11:30. Then we can speak, because on the radio is the time is relatively short, and I'm gonna go to the end of the show right now anyhow.
Right. Okay.
So then we can look deeper into it. I would love to be able to help you with this. Oh, my greatest pleasure. Oh, absolutely. I mean, my heart is broken for you right now because I know, I know the pain. It's the worst pain, and you need to understand. You need to understand. Otherwise, you'll never have that peace. You can never reach peace. But if I can guide you through this and we can create that understanding, and reach a moment of peace. And it's going to be good for the soul, too, because I feel like your son wants to say a lot of things. So let's do it. So I'll wait for your call.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
so
my beautiful
much. Catherine.
And
I appreciate
thank you so much
you
for.
Do.
Oh, I love you, my angel. So I'm grateful that I have you as my friend and that you're calling on the show, and that means the world to me. So we'll talk. Call me Saturday. I'll wait for your call.
Thank
okay,
you.
My love.
Thank
I love you, sweetie. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Love you too. Thank you.
And I'm at the end of the show, Carmen Hara. I'm always on Om Time Radio every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with my wonderful producer, Christopher. Thank you so much for listening to Miracle Guidance on Everyday Life, and I hope you enjoy everything, and feel free to contact me at Carmen Hara as well. And I'll see you next week on Om Time Radio, the best station. Thank you for listening.